So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's based on a book series about vampires.
Oh, vampires are extremely cool.
Yeah. Not these ones, though.
Oh, they're not?
No, they're not. You know how vampires, like, turn to dust when they're exposed to sunlight?
Yeah.
Well, these ones sparkle like beautiful little diamonds.
Okay. What about mirrors? Do they, like, show up in mirrors?
Yep, these ones certainly do, sir. They seem to be quite amused by them in certain instances as well.
Wow, okay, do they do, like, the basic vampire thing of sucking blood out of people?
No, these ones try not to. They call themselves vegetarians.
Oh, okay.
Most of them go to high school.
I gotta say, I'm not loving this concept so far.
Well, the books have sold millions of copies to brand-loyal preteens with disposable income.
Okay, I gotta say, I'm loving this concept so far.
I thought you might.
So what happens with these sparkly bad boys?
Well, the movie's gonna follow this girl, Bella Swan.
Oh, and what's she like?
What do you mean?
Like, what's her character? What's her personality?
Oh, no, that doesn't apply here.
What?
Yeah, no, she's just as plain as can be, so the girls in the audience can just transpose their personalities onto her.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's smart.
Yeah, so she's just the blankest slate you can imagine.
Aren't the other characters gonna find her boring, though?
No, they're all gonna freak out when she walks into a room like she's the greatest thing ever.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, like at the beginning of the movie, she's starting at a new school, and all the guys are all over her, and all the girls are like, oh my god, hi.
Wow.
So anyway, then she's gonna find out about this family called the Cullens that go to her high school, and they're all secretly vampires.
Do they look like they're of high school age?
No, they're all clearly in their 20s.
So why go to high school?
To blend in.
Do they blend in?
No, they don't.
Seems like it'd be better for vampires to not go to high school. What if a student gets a paper cut?
Well, then it would be over, for sure.
Right, so why do they go to high school?
Because that's where the main character spends her time, and I need them to interact.
Oh, yeah, okay, gotcha. That's all you had to say.
So anyway, Bella develops this romantic thing with one of the vampires, this guy Edward Cullen.
How does that start?
Well, she walks into class, and he looks like he's about to vomit, so that, you know, really kicks things off.
Oh, romantic puking is tight.
Yeah, so then he's like super rude to her, and he stares at her like he pooped his pants, and he's trying to see if she noticed.
Undeniably romantic.
It is, so obviously they fall deeply in love with each other.
Because of the poop stares and the meanness.
Yeah, and also he saves her from being pancaked by a van and then gaslights her about it ever happening.
So does she find out that he's a vampire?
Yeah, eventually she figures it out.
How does she do that?
She Googles it.
Oh, characters learning stuff via search engines. That's one of my favorite things to watch.
It is very cinematic, for sure. Sure. So then she confronts him about it. She's like, yeah, I know you're a vampire.
And what does he say?
Well, he's like, you shouldn't love me, Bella. I'm like 100 years old and I've killed people.
Oh my god, he's 100?
Yeah, he's 100 years old. And he's like, I've been watching you sleep every night for months. I, a very old man, have been breaking into your room and watching you sleep.
So she realizes how horrifying this is and distances herself?
No, she goes with the exact opposite of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's like a bull. She just sees a red flag and runs at it.
Sure sounds that way.
Yeah, so then they're officially dating, so they start to do like romantic stuff.
What kind of stuff are we talking?
Well, he gives her some piggyback rides, they climb some trees, just vampire stuff.
Wow.
There's also this guy Jacob, right? And he's not gonna do much in this movie, but in the next one, he's gonna be a werewolf.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and there's gonna be a love triangle, because this guy has visible abs, so that automatically makes him a love interest.
Very cool. And if we're lucky, fans will, like, take sides, you know? Some will be Team Edward, some will be Team Jacob.
My thoughts exactly, sir. There's gonna be a huge debate over which one of these two monsters gets to hook up with a teenage girl.
Wow, now that you phrase it like that, I hate it to my very core.
Oh, whoops.
Whoopsie.
But anyway, eventually it's gonna turn out that he was never in love with her. He was just kinda like in love with her unborn child.
What?
Yeah, eventually when she gets pregnant, he's gonna be like, oh, I am vibing with that fetus. That's my girl right there.
Oh my god.
So anyway, back to this movie. Bella's gonna get to know Edward's family and go play vampire baseball.
I'm sorry, I thought you said vampire baseball, but that's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. So what did you actually say?
Vampire baseball. Baseball with vampires.
Oh, I did hear correctly. Okay, carry on.
Yeah, so they do that for a bit, but then because something should probably happen in this thing, some bad vampires show up.
Uh-oh, what's their deal?
Well, this one vampire, James, becomes obsessed with Bella, like, right away.
How come?
Because she's the main character.
Right.
Yeah, so we find out that this James guy is, like, the deadliest vampire there is. He's gonna stop at nothing to get what he wants.
Well, sounds like it's gonna be tough to stop him.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, they have, like, a little scuffle with him in a dance studio, and then his head pops clean off.
Oh, well, good.
So then they go to prom, and Bella's like, turn me into a vampire, you coward. And he's like, no, it's the first movie. I can't do that yet.
You definitely want to save that for later.
Yeah, and then it just kind of ends. So what do you think?
Well, it sounds like we're going to be able to manipulate teenage girls into giving us money, so I'm happy.
Great.
Although I do kind of feel bad for whoever we end up casting as Edward Cullen.
Yeah, it is going to be tough to book any badass movie roles after being known as the sparkly vampire dude.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you like that pitch meeting.
There are over 100 episodes of Pitch Meeting on the channel that you could check out. I also have some other videos on there, so click around.
Also, let me know in the comments section what other movies you'd like to see these pitches for.
Don't forget to hit the like button, the subscribe button, the bell button, the button, I don't know.
Thanks for watching, guys. I'll see you next time.